This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, and it is a Wednesday morning, and we are back at it with On the Ground IPSY. The project has been approved for another year, so throughout 2018 on Wednesday mornings, we're going to sit down with your pal, Brianna Kelly. She always makes fun of me because I mispronounce her name, so I have to do it distinctively and succinctly.
It's like a PSA now, yes. Everyone knows.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Excited to be embedded in IPSY for yet another year here?
Yes, I was starting to get bored, so I'm glad I'm back to work now.
Well, cool. Our first topic of the year is an interesting one, Ypsilanti Community Schools, a project that Lynn Settles brought into the district after it was introduced to her at a different conference. We'll hear about it from the students, we'll hear about it from the teachers that are involved, but tell me about your experience of going to the schools and watching these kids work on this project.
Well, NSBE is the National Society of Black Engineers. It's a national organization with thousands of members across the country, and they have an option for teenagers to get involved through NSBE Junior. So Lynn helped introduce a new NSBE Junior chapter to YCS. It actually is a reincarnated version of a chapter that was started at YCS in 2008, but became inactive because there wasn't enough interest from students and teachers. So now Lynn has helped make sure we've got that interest back at YCS.
And you can find On the Ground IPSY at concentratemedia.com and on Facebook at facebook.com/concentratea2. So now we're going to bring in Lynn and Nick and the students. We're going to talk about the project. Lynn Settles is a name you might know if you pay attention to what's going on in Ypsilanti Community Schools. I think she's garnering a reputation as somebody that is out in the community a heck of a lot. And what she does is grab onto opportunities for students. Now, primarily, Lynn, when we've talked about things that you've been working on in the past, it's been very art-focused, mural projects, history projects, things of that nature. And it's all been great stuff, not diminishing that at all. But today we're going to be talking about something that's a little more engineering and science-driven. So chat with me for a second about what this project is and how it came to your attention.
So this includes the arts, too.
Okay.
And that's how it actually started off. So last year, several of the students and I were invited to do a presentation on our mural project. So they did the presentation, and in the audience, Dr. Banks was there. So once we finished our presentation, she said, you know, there's a lot of math in this art that you're doing. Okay, but I'm not a math teacher. She said, so if I could help you pull out the math, could we work together? And then she brought up the idea of a project that you can do that includes engineering and art. Part of the goal is to inspire them, help make math real for them, and then we're all about their future. So, you know, that resume building, those things that help them get into colleges and universities, things that are going to be with them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, good for extracurricular activity on an application, too, to mm-hmm. show you got hands-on engineering experience, even mm-hmm. if you're not going into the field.
Right.
STEM and STEAM, there's a lot of emphasis mm-hmm. being placed on that
absolutely.
Right now. So Nick is the one, we keep saying Nick over here, but Nick, introduce yourself.
I'm Nick Bertzos. I'm an Algebra 2 teacher at Ypsilanti Community High School.
Okay, and Nick, what is your involvement in this project? I heard you volunteered.
It's okay.
Sure. I was voluntold by the students, which is a huge honor.
Good. That's even better than volunteering.
Exactly. Ms. Settles, reputation precedes her. Any chance to work with her is always a good opportunity. And then being told that the students want you, the math teacher, that you assume, you know, you're not everybody's favorite, but a good group of kids come and ask you to do something fun after school that's going to help them with the future and bring this great spotlight to IPSY. I couldn't say no.
Give me the meat of what is it that you're working on with these students, or what are the students working on with you?
We got this awesome giant box, and inside it is all the equipment one would need to engineer a powerful, surprisingly fast RC car, and we are going to race it and theoretically and hopefully beat everybody. But we'll see. We'll
right,
see.
Right, right. I heard a little bit about tricking it out, too. You got to make it attractive.
It's there's
the beauty portion of the pageant.
The beauty portion, which is definitely the art side, and then there's the engineering part, which I was told I'm just here to check the numbers, which is awesome because I am just an Algebra 2 teacher. I didn't actually go to engineering school, but we have a team of U of M engineering students. We have some engineers from Toyota coming to help them. And what we got was, you know, more or less out of the box, it does work. And that's what we've been practicing with. But we haven't even, like, the tip of the iceberg has just been found, because there are so many things that you can do to make this thing go faster. You can make it lighter, make it heavier. Everyone has their own idea what this thing's going to look like when it's done. Her name's Becky with the Good Wheels. there's millions of different ways to make this thing run differently, better, and more custom to the way we would like to drive it.
You have 8 students involved in this project, right? And we got 3 of them here today. We got Diaja, we got Maximilian, Max, and Benny. Why were you interested in this, and why was it important to you?
I was interested in this because I've always had like a little passion for engineering. Like going back to middle school, I wanted to be like a civil engineer or a chemical engineer. Mm-hmm. So I've always had like a little bit of a thing for engineering. And then hearing about this like group that's gonna be like engineering a car, it's just like all I want.
You get to really do it for real. You get
yeah.
to put like your hands on it.
Yeah, hands on experience.
Cool.
It's great.
Max, what was your take on this?
I thought it was really cool because it's Mr. B said, it's not really an experience that you you get often. Like, it's not something like in school where you just be like, okay, well, you know, we have an engineering club. You know, it's not often heard. So I thought, okay, well, you know, overall in the journey of, you know, being in high school and building a resume and trying to look, you know, the best you can for colleges, because, you know, colleges look at everything you do. It will be like, you know, okay, well, this student, he has an engineering aspect to him. So you can tell he's very, you know, he's dynamic. He can do more than just, you know, one thing that he's trying to go here for.
All right, Diaja, what was important to you in this project?
First, when I heard about the engineering thing, it wasn't like I was, like, really interested in it, because something I wanted to do was, like, more science-driven. But then hearing it and then the way Ms. Settles, like, explained it to me, it made it seem so interesting, even though it wasn't something I was, like, interested in at first. And then these are people I'm used to working with. Like, this is literally our art family. So for us to go and have this opportunity to build as a team and then go and work together was just amazing.
You know, in history, you know, you hear so much about all these white engineers, or just, you know, not any engineer of color. And it's like, it's cool that we have, that, you know, there's an actual organization of people who are engineers of color who, you know, who can make the same difference that people in the past, people in history have made. So I feel that, you know, being a part of it is like, it's, you know, it's like above you, you know, it's humbling that, you know, to be a part of such a big organization.
I see it like not as like get out or helping the community, but building yourself so then you can help the community, because once, you know, like having the engineering part like on your resume is just great, and then getting accepted into like a tier one college, then you can come back and help your community. It's like a stepping stone essentially, and it's like Max said, a very humbling experience to be able to be granted that stepping stone to get to the next level.
Well, you guys could blaze a path too to show the next group that they can do it too.
Right. That's the plan.
This is the first go round on this, but it's something you're hoping that you can keep doing for years to come.
We're not always given those opportunities in Ypsilanti, so for something like this to come to us and like us have the opportunity to travel and then have the engineering background and then join this group and this community that's part of a more pristine college is just amazing. And then it's like we have the middle school following lead, and there's going to be people after us that we inspire to do this. This is not going to be a one-year thing.
You mentioned travel. Let's talk about that for a little bit. So you have a competition tomorrow, Thursday. What happens there and what happens next?
We get a lay of the land for the first time, because as of now, we are either in a hall or in the gymnasium racing an RC car, and it does not seem terribly real yet, at least to me. But I think come tomorrow, we're going to finally see what our competition is like and what the greater Nesby world is like, which is very exciting.
After this, we go to, well, we have to raise money to go to Pittsburgh for the national convention.
So cool. You guys get to represent Ypsi schools in a national competition, which must be exciting. You know,
yeah.
You're interested in it all, helping with resources, engineering help. You want any other way you want to lend a hand and give them a boost towards that goal of getting to Pittsburgh, check out the link at WEMU.org. Lynn, thank you so much for bringing the students in here, and thank you so much for bringing another great project into Ypsilanti Community Schools. Nick, thank you for working with the students, and this has been On the Ground Ypsi. Brianna, come back in real quick. Tell us what you're working on for next week.
Next week, I'll be writing a story about Ypsi-based musicians. So you know, kind of trying to discover why musicians would claim Ipsy as their home base when they could easily say Ann Arbor, even though they live in Ipsy, or they could even say Detroit. So I really am interested in talking to musicians about why they want to rep Ipsy.
And you can find all that at concentratemedia.com. I'm Patrick Campion for WEMU. You can find us at WEMU.org.